WDEL On Demand, brought to you by Stanley Steamer.
Air duct cleaning.
Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
Hundreds for heat indices. 93 degrees. 106
in the
with
studio.
The heat index. But it's time for the weekend buzz.
So good at that.
I should have played Hot Blooded instead,
you
right?
You should have played Summer in the City. Where's my Summer in the City?
When is the official Christmas in July? It's next week, I think, right?
Would be July 25th.
Sure, 25th.
Yeah. July 25th, right?
Sure.
What day of the week is that? Is it a Friday?
Thursday.
Oh.
Thirsty Thursday.
Too bad for you, though.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Peace of my heart. I won't be here anyway. I'll be at the beach.
You're always at the beach.
I am. I know.
That's the reason you haven't been here on the show.
I know. Don't you miss me?
No. We got to get somebody else to do the show.
Somebody else can do the show.
No.
I told you someone else could do the show.
Who else do you have that could do the show?
I have someone here that could probably do the show.
Who's that over there that could do the show?
This is Julianne Cross.
Julianne Cross, she could do the show. Yeah.
I love doing the show.
You've done the show before.
A bunch of times.
Okay, Michelle, go to the beach. We'll see you later.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Slam on out of here.
Yeah. Not this week, next week. Yeah, you can come do it next week if you want.
If you've got a place, to be at the beach, you go to the beach.
Of course.
Always.
Julianne has a place to be at the beach. She may be at the beach next week. You don't know.
You have the place to be at the beach?
Yeah, but Michelle and I are on opposite schedules,
it
seems.
This is this time, yeah. I know, we're going to miss each other.
Yeah, I have Shakespeare through the 28th.
I know, we're literally going to miss each other.
You're also a DJ.
No, my husband's a DJ.
But you've done DJ work.
Well,
she can.
Not officially, but I can push buttons and things.
You've been a DJ.
She can hold her own.
Haven't you?
I mean,
been there and mixed the records and played DJ thing, right?
Scratched and...
I'm a sheer amateur, but I enjoy it.
She has an appreciation for the art.
I'm a collector of music.
You ever work Shakespeare into your DJ scratching and stuff?
There is a disco record of Romeo and Juliet that every time it comes on the radio, I get very excited.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's like all the lyric. It's, you know, a whole bunch of the intro to Romeo and Juliet. Huh?
Who does it?
Oh, I'll have to look that up.
No, you didn't come prepared with that?
I didn't know. Well,
it's like Michelle was saying last half hour. You have to be prepared for everything.
You have to be prepared for everything.
Everything.
Please.
I didn't turn my phone off this time, so.
Please, Uncle Joe.
Always be prepared for the unexpected.
Be prepared for everything.
So, Romeo and Juliet, I got this 1978.
Oh, no.
Disco.
Oh, is it, you found it?
Alec Constantino.
R. Yes.
Technology's amazing.
I've never heard this. Well, hang on, because we're going to have to play some of this sometime this half hour.
Sometime right now?
Well, sometime this half hour.
Okay.
It's a 15-minute long song.
Maybe we just play it in the background.
Listen, disco.
Oh, that's
There's
right.
There's a lot of 15-minute long songs for many reasons.
Right? Yeah, because the DJs are out snorting coke and they're passed out behind the turntables. Before they,
I think that was at Studio 54.
That was Studio 54. That's what I'm thinking about, Studio 54.
But also,
were you
just,
there?
You keep people on the dance floor long enough, they get really thirsty and your bar sales go up. There was a woman who was a groundbreaker for the Studio 54 owners, and they would send her around all the clubs they owned around the country to teach the DJs how to play music in a way that increased bar sales.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And how was that?
That's probably very successful.
Well, here's the thing. It got scrubbed off of Wikipedia, and so I don't know what her name is.
Oh.
It might be one of those sort of erasing feminism
censorship
from the industry thing. I don't know.
But wait a second. I mean, I remember back when bars used to have popcorn, heavily salted popcorn. Remember those little popcorn
like
machines?
McGlynn's has that old popcorn machine.
Yeah.
And corn nuts.
Corn nuts. I love corn nuts.
And they're salty.
Yes.
Here, have some free popcorn.
Of course.
Have some pub cheese.
Oh. Please. Oh, God.
It's really salty. Mm. It's free. It's kind of like you go back even like the 1920s or 30s, they would have peanuts.
Yep.
Right? Why?
Yes.
It makes you thirsty. But I'm wondering, what songs play Salt and Pepper makes them thirsty?
Well, no, if you think about it, they used to play slow songs in discos, which you don't see that much anymore. So it'd be like fast, fast, slow, sort of like tempo and things like that.
So fast, 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 and then a slow one to go like, all right, I'm going to go to the bar now.
Right.
Because it's slow.
Right.
Good time to get a drink.
Yeah. And the 15-minute song would give them the break, too. So, yeah.
All the things she brings to you.
Unbelievable.
My dad was a disco DJ, so I'm also fascinated by all things 70s.
Yes.
I have some 12-inch remixes. Ugh. Like Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
On vinyl.
Oh, we should bring them in. Well, we can't play them here.
There's no radio station.
Bring them to my house. You can play them at my house. And yeah. Julianne's house, really.
No radio station has a record player anymore.
That's a bummer.
I don't know what to do with these things, because I'm thinking, I don't want to just give
them
away.
Bring them to our houses. We'll
wanna,
play them.
You want to buy them?
Maybe.
Is there intrinsic value to those things?
Sure.
Probably. That sounds really intriguing. I feel like Bruce Springsteen extended mega mix would be,
that
like,
would be
somebody would want that.
I would want that.
Give you
Let's
dollar.
Talk about it.
Okay,
so what do you think the highest price would be on something like that?
Oh, you know, I've seen records go, even older records go, anywhere from like $5 to $20 or $30. I think sometimes you get more out of sort of overseas imports from the electronic music age than the older age, because the older age records were getting played out a lot, and they aren't in as good a condition sometimes as a collector from the 90s.
I don't know. Because I'm thinking $30, meh, you know, I might as well keep it, but I'm not playing it.
Oh, but you're not playing it.
I know.
Give it to, does it bring you joy? It's not bringing you any joy right now.
I think it does, to hold on to it.
To hold it? Is that bringing you joy?
But we should have a party anyway.
Yes.
Listen, I know your wife can dance.
I'm not sure if it brings me joy. I'm listening to you two to see if it brings me joy. And you decide if it brings me joy. So,
well, it brings us joy. I think it brings us more joy than you.
Now he's just going to tease us
with
that.
Now he's going to hold it over us now.
Okay, so, hey kids, here's what we'll do.
What are we doing?
When Mom and Dan aren't around, I'll bring my records over. We'll smoke cigarettes and drink Cokes.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to drink Coke?
Drink Coke.
New Coke or old Coke?
Yeah. Well, it had to be new Coke.
Okay, new Coke.
Because
it's an 80s thing. Wasn't it an 80s thing?
Yeah.
Was it a big
but they brought it back really quick, so it can be old Coke.
They had to get rid of it real quick because it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Nobody liked it.
Hated it.
I know.
Yeah.
Now it'll be Coke Zero.
Oh, no. Remember, 80s. Okay, so when was that they had the clear Pepsi?
Can we drink the... Ugh.
Remember clear Pepsi?
Yes. Can we drink Sun Country wine coolers?
You got what you win.
Or some Boone's Farm strawberries.
Strawberry Boone's.
No.
Mad Dog 2020.
You just won. No.
Hands down.
The one you said.
Sun Country wine. They came in a 2-liter bottle. I know. I know where they came from. I drank that.
They come in a box in plastic.
It like was in a giant, like a Pepsi bottle. It was in a 2-liter bottle. Sun Country wine coolers. God. The best.
You buy your wine in a box with like a plastic bag in it?
I don't do that anymore.
Anymore?
No. I buy wine in a bottle.
Oh, this is allegedly the weekend buzz. We're talking about stuff to do this weekend, next week. So one thing we're going to do is listen to disco remixes of Bruce Springsteen Dancing in the Dark. I have Prince.
Is it a disco remix or is it just some kind of crazy mix?
It's an official.
Is it disco?
It's on his label.
It's probably an extended mix.
It is.
What the DJs would do would be just play the long versions.
I want to hear this.
No, this is a 12-inch vinyl record, and the darn thing's got to be about 18 minutes long.
I want to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, everything had an extended remix back then.
What was the What's the Prince thing you're talking about?
I might be Kiss.
Oh, my God. What?
I think it's Kiss, and it's an extended remix.
You need to release these from your life and give them to us.
I think the record is like 5 days long.
That's amazing. I would listen to Prince remixes all day.
Yeah.
Pretty soon they're going to re-release that from his vault, and it's going to cost a lot more money than probably you would charge.
See, because of the internet, collectible records aren't as valuable as they once were. Seriously, back in the as opposed to jokingly.
Right.
So you go back to like the mid to late 1980s. And I think I still have, before you were born.
My favorite time.
Yeah, before you were born?
Yes.
Okay. So late 80s, liar. So the late 1980s or so, I have this Lynyrd Skynyrd album.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Dude. And I think the title is Survivors. It's the one where they're all in flames.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Remember?
No.
And it was the album color and, And
album art was great, too, though.
That right?
Was,
that, and liner
I
notes.
I missed that. Liner notes. I love liner notes. I do.
They tried to do it on CDs.
No. Wrong. It's not the same. Sorry.
Yeah. The font was like 0.2.
So you should have the Lynyrd Skynyrd.
So the album was called Street Survivors.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yep. And it's the Flames album. All right, is where they have all these flames behind them. Here, there it is. I just brought it up online. There it is. See it?
Oh yeah, that's it.
Now a signed album I see right here is going for like $350, but it's signed, it's autographed, and authenticated. Right?
Okay.
The album itself can go anywhere from like $10 to $25.
Yeah,
Yeah, it depends on condition and the rarity of it. If something was a, if something became a sleeper and got popular later and fewer people had it, it's going to go for more.
Well, the thing is, after the when, so while it was being released, you had a horrible plane crash and members died in this horrible, terrible, flaming plane crash.
Right. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And they recalled the album because, oh my God, Street Survivors got flames on it.
That's
what happened?
Horrible. Yeah.
There was a plane crash and they died. They're in flames and we have to recall it.
And I hope they renamed it.
What's the new?
They just took the flames off.
Oh, they just took the flames off. That's it.
I think that's what it, yeah. Right. So, and by the way, if you're listening and you're thinking, no, Jensen, it was different, bring it, 529-1017.
Bring it.
529-1017. But that's my recollection. And so I was offered $300 for that album.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, and you didn't take it?
No.
Because it brings you joy?
No.
It brings you joy not to...
Well,
it was, give it to this person.
It was my album, and I thought, well,
it's mine.
You're offering me $300. Maybe I'll get more for it later.
Oh, you
don't ever do that.
No. Do you have any Beanie Babies?
How about Cabbage Patch Kids, Garbage Pail Kid cards,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures?
Are they still in the box?
They are.
All right. Star
but
Wars.
Here's the problem. There's only three of them because my daughter opened one.
How so many are there? Aren't there three?
There's four.
Oh, it's okay. A collection.
She wanted to open and play with Michelangelo. It's like, okay. So she
well,
did.
Well, Corey Feldman.
You actually know that. Okay.
I didn't realize there were four, but I knew he was Corey. I knew Corey Feldman was Michelangelo.
Kind of troubling.
That's
that
impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's
a wealth of useless knowledge.
And disturbing all at the same time.
It's the 80s hour on Rick Jensen
Hello.
Friday afternoon.
It usually is.
So who was your favorite, Corey? Feldman or Haim?
I think I was too old for them at that point.
Yeah.
Not me, John. It's Corey Haim.
Corey Haim was your favorite?
Yeah. Yes.
Corey Feldman's just kind of sad now, so I try not to.
And Corey Haim's dead.
And he's, he's dead. He did. Sorry. He died, I mean.
So
this is a morbid series.
Sorry, it's going south.
So I've got those three, and I bought them for my daughter and niece and a couple of kids, and I saved some for myself thinking, these are going to be worth a lot of money.
But only three.
They're not worth anything.
Oh.
Like $5 each or whatever.
Well, you get $5.
And pathetically, it's so sad, I still hang on to them. Like, maybe.
Someday.
Right next to the Cabbage Patch doll.
Any day now, Jensen.
Any day.
Maybe you could find the one that's missing.
Right.
And somewhere on the internet and make it a set.
I can for $5.
Yeah.
And then I got a set, and the whole set would be worth $20.
And you'll keep them anyway.
No.
It'll be remaining and gathering.
When I have a yard sale, I'll put them up for the yard sale.
Okay. Everyone, watch out for Rick's yard sale of the 80s coming to you.
Yeah. But I'm not going to put any albums out because they melt in the sun.
That's right.
Yes.
So this is what we're going to do.
Especially today.
We're going to get those really, those stupid old 80s remixes.
Not stupid.
90s. They're 80s.
They're 80s is fine, but it's not stupid. I'm excited about this. This is a whole thing.
Listen, I have people in my life. If we said, we're going to have a DJ party, but it's going to be 18-minute long Bruce Springsteen remixes, people they would lose their minds.
I know.
Wait,
what do you mean? Lose it in a good way? Or
in a good way.
My friend Stacy will love that.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to it for 18 minutes.
You give it to
a DJ and let them work some magic with it.
Exactly. And that's what they'll do.
Like, play the weird parts of it. Because it gets weird if you're extending a Bruce Springsteen song 18 minutes. There's going to be some weird musicality in the middle.
Pink Cadillac.
I love Pink Cadillac.
I've got a 12-inch remix.
That reminds me of a date I went on.
Yeah? Did he actually have a Pink Cadillac?
No. He played it on the jukebox when we were at this pizza place.
And?
And that just reminds me of this guy.
Fell in love with the guy?
No.
Oh.
He's a nice guy. I'm still friends with him. So.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
What was so right about the date? What made that song stand out on the jukebox then?
I don't know. I think he was a Bruce Springsteen fan. I think that's why.
Okay.
He was a Bruce guy.
And
that's the end of... I don't have a story. That's all.
That's it?
It just reminds me of Mike and the
He took you home, no kiss at the door, boom, you're done, and that's it. Never see him again.
I went
friends.
To school with him. We're friends. So.
Oh, you're friends.
Yeah, we just weren't good. We weren't a compatible couple. I don't think we were good together.
Well, you seem to like the same music.
Yeah. That doesn't mean you're a good couple. Scott hates my music. We're a great couple.
All right. When we come back, actually stuff to do this weekend, next weekend, beyond on the Weekend Buzz.
More with Rick Jensen coming up from the Bolden Brothers Heating and Cooling Studios on 1017 FM, 1150
AM. Wait.
WDEO.
Oh, yeah, wait a second.
Wait.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. What?
Let's see. Not that one.
What are you doing? Oh, we're doing this? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hang on.
Oh, I get bossa nova.
Wait. Now, a dramatic reading of a WDEL promotional announcement with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald.
Thanks, Rick. If you use your smartphone or tablet to listen to WDEL, our stream has moved to the new Forever Radio app. Download it today to hear your favorite WDEL shows, as well as the latest WDEL podcasts, like the Michelle and Rick podcast, available after the show. It's free and available for both Android, yay, and iOS devices in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Download it today, the Forever Radio app, powered by Mattress Warehouse, where sleep happens.
I like the way you say Apple App.
Apple App?
The Apple App.
The Apple Appens.
This has been a dramatic reading of a WDEL promotional announcement with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald. Thank us. Thank us very much.
We're welcome.
The Rick Jensen Show on 101.7 FM and 1150 AM WDEL.
That's great.
That's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's the Springsteen remix. It's not 18 minutes, it's like 6 minutes.
Still.
But it felt like 18.
That is amazing. I love it. This is a mess.
All right, so Weekend Bar is something to do this weekend, and beyond, let's get to Duck Hunter Steve. Hey, Steve, it's you with Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. Hello, Rick. Hello, all.
Hey, Steve.
I just want to put out a little reminder that it is Delaware City Day this weekend, so there will be the big festival that's going on, including fireworks and a parade and tour of the fort and all that good stuff.
What's your favorite thing to do on Delaware City Day, Steve?
Well, 10 years as the park ranger at the Fort Delaware was keeping people from, drunk people from running around the ramparts where they're not supposed to be.
That was your favorite thing?
That's awesome.
Okay. Good for you. Upholding the law.
Hey, now, wait a second. There's got to be some bonus here. Did you get to tase anybody?
Don't tase him, bro.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Good for
the
you.
The asp and the taser did not.
That's quite a politician's answer, Steve.
Well, you know, as an employee of the state at the time, I can't talk about what I had to do to. Usually people were pretty compliant. It's just they ended up on parts that were falling into the fort that were just not. But the fireworks are awesome at the day. You know, I mean, probably the best part of it is at night sitting at Krabby Dick's on the deck watching the fireworks.
I love that.
Excellent.
With a nice cold lager.
Nice.
So go to Delaware City Days, enjoy the fireworks. Do not go into the fort drunk.
That's the word
from Steve.
Or you'll get tased.
Or Steve will get you.
Monica on Lewinsky's is no longer there, is it? It's gone, isn't it?
It's not called Monica Lewinsky.
What was it called?
Lewinsky's on Clinton.
Oh, that's right. Lewinsky's on Clinton. Thank you. I haven't been there for so many years, and it's gone, right?
Yes, it's gone. They had to close up this year.
Oh. Yeah. Lewinsky's on Clinton. That's what it was.
Is it something else now, or it's just nothing?
It's gone.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing there to replace it.
That was the old Delaware City pub.
Oh, okay.
But the Fortify Music Fest is going to be out there, isn't it, this fall?
I think so. Isn't Fortify Fest coming out there this fall, too, Steve?
Yeah, I believe so.
Excellent.
I think so.
We're pretty sure.
Usually the end of September?
I think it's in September.
Have a great time, Steve. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye, buddy. What did he say?
Whoops. I think he said will do.
That was good enough.
Go look for Steve at the fireworks, everybody.
So that's the other thing, too. If there's something going on that you want to plug, promote, even if it's a local band.
If you're getting tired of listening to us talk about Bruce Springsteen and the 80s.
529-1017. Oh, well, what about Aretha Franklin, Freeway of Love?
Right now?
No, when we come back.
Oh, when we come back. Okay, that's fine.
Another bad 80s disco remix, everybody. Selected just for you. Whenever you DJ talked like this. Even the women.
The Rick Jensen Show on 101.7 FM and 1150 AM WDEL.
Welcome to the 80s Disco Remix Show, everybody.
Where's the disco thing in the 70s, though? It's not really 80s.
Oh, 70s,
disco.
Yeah.
70s disco.
Creeped into the 80s a bit.
Did it?
That's too early.
That's Julianne Cross, by the way. It's Julianne Cross. You know her from the Burger Battle and being on my show when I'm broadcasting live from the Starboard down at the beach.
Right.
Which is just one great 3 hours of stupid.
It was more really fun. And now it's an annual tradition.
On the podcast page, you hear the Dewey Beach Patrol telling stories about being a lifeguard and items of clothing they find on the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it more women's clothing, more men's, tops, bottoms? You have to go on to WDEL.com.
I need to find out.
Yeah, and find out on the podcast page.
Find out what's going on.
I should probably also mention, wait a second, I'm looking for something here for the...
Okay. So while that, you're looking for that, I also want to mention the reason Julianne is here today.
Yeah.
Is not just the Burger Battle and not just the fabulous DJ world that she knows and all this other trivia stuff that she knows, but she's also here to talk about the Delaware Shakespeare.
Well, this is Shakespeare. This is Alec R. Go ahead, you say it.
Concertinos.
Yeah, very good.
It's Romeo and Juliet in the disco style.
What year is this from? 78? Is that what you said?
Yeah, perfect.
Is that right?
Yeah, 78. Well, okay. Well done.
All right.
Yeah, 1978.
Sometimes I retain information.
It's actually Shakespeare lyrics.
Yeah, there's some of the monologue from the beginning. There it is. This is great.
David Stradley, if you're listening, you need to play this in the lobby before Shakespeare all season long.
Is that right?
Hey, we are doing Romeo and Juliet as our community tour in the fall. If I can make it happen, I will. Yeah.
You should absolutely open
That's actually Romeo and Juliet, and it's set to bad music.
It's amazing.
Bad. Good.
It's so
depending
good.
On who you are.
I want to hear the Daft Punk version, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, please. with Giorgio Moroder producing, maybe?
Oh my.
Oh God.
That is amazing.
You're hitting all my buttons right now.
All right, so what's going on? We have Shakespeare, and what else is going on?
We do. Do you want to talk about... Let's talk about Shakespeare for a little while we've segued into Shakespeare with our disco era.
Well, we're smack in the middle of our summer festival run of The Merry Wives of Windsor, and we have shows every night from now until the 28th, except for Monday. And the reason is because we just added a Tuesday to make up for some rain nights we had.
Thank you.
So you can go to Shakespeare every night between now and two Sundays from now. It's a hilarious show. It is about two wives, but it's really about this sort of drunken lech fella named Falstaff, who's a knight, and he's trying to seduce these wives, and they sort of get back at him, but it's almost slapstick.
It is, because Falstaff, you know why they named a beer after him? He was the most drunk character in all Shakespeare's writings.
They talk about booze throughout this entire play.
He was drunk.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Falstaff.
That's the character.
Right.
Yeah. And their accents, which we know you love. Their Dr. Caius is a French doctor who is every bit of the verbal accent stereotype you hope for. And there's a Welsh priest and women, men. There's Stinky Laundry is pretty much a character in this play.
Stinky Laundry is the character.
Yeah, it's literally Stinky Laundry is sort of a front and center of a big scene in the show.
I don't remember that. I just don't.
Well, Falstaff is a big character. He's been in a ton of movies. Orson Welles loved the character of Falstaff so much, he paid homage to him. And it is said that Queen Elizabeth liked the Falstaff character in a couple of the Henrys so much, she had Shakespeare write a role for Falstaff in 2 weeks in time for the opening of the Feast of the Garter. And so Falstaff was supposed to be in love. I don't know if it's what I would call love, but lust, maybe. Yeah.
Well, he's drunk, so he's drunk, whatever he felt, that was pretty much
That's usually lust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, speaking of the British and how much they love this, even the members of Cream loved Falstaff.
There's
Wait.
Is that it? That's Cream?
No, well, that was supposed to be it.
Oh.
There's a character in Marvel's Thor that is modeled after Falstaff as well.
I did read that somewhere. Maybe you gave it to me to read.
I might have.
Falstaff. The clear beer from St. Louis brings you Cream from London.
This is just full circle.
It's a thirst slaker.
Oh,
Yeah, you reach for first. crust.
When you want to quench your thirst.
Is this really,
Yeah, yeah. That's Jack Bruce.
Is it really?
It really is.
So they paid Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce to come and do this?
It was Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Jack Bruce. Right?
It really is them?
Yeah.
I mean, all three of them doing this?
It's the thirst. It's the thirst you go to first. You drink it first to slake your thirst.
That's brilliant.
It's actually a really good segue to beer because this is the first year we've offered beer at the Shakespeare Festival. We've got Wilmington Brew Works, Superfluous yes. Nomenclature.
Yeah.
And we have wine, and we have concessions.
That's a great brew, by the way. I love the flavor of that.
The modern IPA.
Yeah.
Three different hops.
I like IPA.
And it's a 16-ounce can. So, these warm nights, it's nice to have. You can bring your own picnic, but it's nice to have the option to re-up at the concession stand.
You can have just that one beer all night long.
Yeah.
And it might get warm, but it's a good beer.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. How do we get tickets, and where is it again?
Dillshakes.org is where you get tickets. I didn't hear the second half of the question.
And where's the show?
Thank you.
What happened?
We got to talking about beer, and I went off on a tangent.
There's actually beer commercials playing in your brain right now, aren't there?
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
So it's at Rockwood Park.
Yeah.
Rockwood Park is on Washington Street Extension, and if you go on our website, you can check out...
Rockwood.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten really good at saying those words this summer because Burger Battle's at Rockford Park and Delaware Shakespeare is at Rockwood Park on Washington Street Extension.
Julianne's rocking it this entire summer in all the parks.
I'm the park lady.
The park what?
Hey,
he's the head
park sure
lady in charge.
That we can get beer there, yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Wow, that is something else. I don't even know what to say about that.
All you have to say is you want a beer.
I don't know.
No, you want wine. See, you can't get beyond the fact that you just love wine.
I do.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
We've got wine, too.
I know.
By the bottle. We've got some interesting...
I do need a bottle, that's true.
Yeah, we've got rosé, we've got...
The big bottles or the little single bottles?
Gabby, rosé all day.
Yeah, there's rosé, there's a Sauvignon Blanc, and there's something called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, a Picpoult. And it's sort of dry but fruity at the same time,
yeah,
which was fun.
Mm.
Yeah. So we sell it by the bottle. We give you a couple glasses, and you go to town.
That's a party.
You go to town.
That's a party.
And there's desserts. We've got desserts from Janssen's and Michelle Mitchell's pastries.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
This is a party. Okay. I'm excited to have a Tuesday.
Now I'm hungry.
Rockford Park.
No.
Rockwood
Park.
Gotcha.
Rockwood Park, is where the mansion is.
Right.
Rockwood Mansion and Park.
Right.
The haunted Rockwood Mansion.
Ooh.
I was running around on the back patio in the dark last night by myself.
See a ghost?
I was a little creeped out.
Well, only because of the stories, but did you hear or see anything?
No, but the construction down the road is making these weird noises that were like that.
Listen to you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help.
Yeah. And, of course, running around with a flashlight outside doesn't help because you have reflections off the windows.
Right.
So
I often wonder if maybe these sounds like a baby fox in the woods, because a baby fox in the woods can sound like a human child.
It sounds so creepy.
It
I
does.
Know. We have them in our woods.
And what do they sound like?
It sounds like a screaming child.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
There's a whole other song about that you could be playing.
A screaming child? Only if there's an 80s disco remix about
there's gotta
it.
There's got to be
one. Or 1978.
What does the fox say? It's not that far back, but it pretty much is right in line with
you
what you're saying.
That. Oh, Freeway. Oh, my God. All right.
Well, 1985, another fabulous disco remix. You need to talk like that, Michelle.
I do? I need to talk like that. I don't think I can do that.
You need to talk like that.
I need to talk like that. I can't do
Everybody.
That.
Everybody?
I can do my NPR voice only. I only have one voice.
It's thirst. It's first for the thirst. Thirst for the first.
It's the first for your thirst. It's the thirst you... What is it? What did he say?
I have no idea.
Well,
he doesn't
it's
even know.
It's the first you reach for to quench your thirst.
To quench your thirst.
Yeah. You know, I honestly believe
Thank
that
you, Jack Bruce.
They went in the studio and he just made up.
He was probably drinking when he said
it. Yeah, he's probably drunk and just made it up.
He's thinking
it's the first for your thirst. So when you have a thirst, you reach for it first. It's a beer. Pay me.
How much? I'm going to say, how much did they pay them?
He's
for
like,
that?
Pay me. Pay me now. Right. Pay me now.
Right.
I'm going to get myself a meat pie.
Okay.
Why?
All right, Jack.
Meat pies.
Sit down and be quiet now, Jack.
Scotch.
You.
The meat pie.
Right. So.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. So tonight, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight, Wilmington,
what
Delaware?
What do you think we should be doing?
What do I think you should be doing?
It's the bug. The bug.
It's a bug. Oh, there's it's the Delaware bug. What is it? It's the state bug.
No, there's
it's very cute.
There's a bug thing going
there's a bug
on tonight.
Thing. It's very super
it's
cute.
All women.
It's all about women
in the band.
You want me to say it
in Wilmington?
What's it called?
It's the bug.
It's right
thing.
There on your tongue.
It's
what is
the bug.
It?
Ladybug. Ladybug Festival. That's it. Ladybug Festival. Thank
started
you.
Yesterday.
Thank me. Thank me very much.
I'm welcome.
I'm welcome. Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
I'm London.
So Ladybug started last night. Gable Music Ventures is in the 8th year of Ladybug.
Yeah.
And they've expanded it to 2 nights. So it goes on again tonight. And it's all over Market Street. It's all over Market Street. The ladybugs are everywhere. They're all over Market.
And there's a bar crawl.
It's called a bug crawl.
Well, they shut down the street, right?
It's called a bug crawl, yes.
They're still shutting down the street?
Because they were on the show
the first, second, and third years that they were doing this.
The first, second, and third.
And then, and they used to bring in performers, and they would perform live on the show.
Right.
Yeah, they're too big for me now.
Are they? I don't think so.
I think we've just
been too busy and we haven't been on the air and everybody's forgotten that we're here.
Well, that's a lot less dramatic. It's actually the truth that we're all very, very busy, but
we're all very busy.
It's more dramatic to say that they're too big for us now.
They are, you know, they're their largest female-centric festival in the country.
Whatever happened to the Lilith?
It's no longer there.
Oh.
It doesn't happen anymore.
Okay.
Therefore, Ladybug is the largest.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome.
How about them apples, Rick?
Apples?
Tonight, just bugs.
Yeah.
Just bugs. Tonight, you can go to one of any of these fabulous locations. Chickie's, from Chickie's Pizza Pub all the way up to Tonic Bar and Grill. You can go to Starbucks on Market, Bardea, Christina Cultural Arts Center, Stitch House Brewery, Farmer and the Cow, Merchant Bar. What am I looking at? Oh, DCAD's Lobby.
So what you're saying is they have performances in each of these venues?
In each of these venues,
so
right.
It used to be they would shut down the streets and perform in the street.
That's correct.
Not so much anymore.
They did that last night. They had a big main stage last night, I believe.
Oh, that was last night.
The second night is a crawl.
The second night is this
crawl.
Oh,
okay. That's cool. Good.
So that you can crawl all the way from Chickie's Pizza Pub up to Tonic Bar and Grill. And there are at least 3 performances throughout the night, sometimes 4 or 5, it looks like. Sweet Lita is playing at Stitch House.
You like Sweet Lita?
I do.
Why? Describe the music.
I feel like they rock. Sweet Lita's rock. Sweet Lita rocks.
And Phoebe Legere is at Christina Cultural Arts Center, and she's a trip.
I don't think I've ever heard Phoebe Legere.
She's like Canadian. She's got all these interesting sort of influences on her, and she's a hoot.
She's a hoot. Oh, and our friends the Honey Badgers are at Loma Coffee.
Yeah, they're folk.
They're folky. Yeah.
Yeah, Phoebe Legere's like got some Zydeco and stuff going on.
Nice.
Yeah.
What else?
That's why I ask if someone said, we're going to go see Lita Ford.
We know. Let's go see Lita Ford.
We know what we're going to get.
But this is Sweet Lita.
So that's why I'm asking.
They rock.
Describe
They're rock.
They're rockers.
I call them rock.
Rock or
what?
Grunge or.
No, just rock. Can't we just be straight rock anymore? Do we have to.
So they're the new Boston.
Let's just go crazy. Let's just call it rock, okay? Everybody calm down.
And you have Hoochie Coochie.
Hoochie Coochie's
at the Queen.
Hoochie Coochie is a favorite of the show.
I'm excited. Yeah. I miss Hoochie Coochie at the Shady Grove Festival, so I'll be excited to see them tonight at the Crown Stage.
So rock and soulful blues with a great female singer.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe it.
Describe Hoochie Coochie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can do everything.
They can. That's true. Yeah. So that is happening tonight. So you should go on the Ladybug Bug Crawl.
You're right.
The length of Market Street tonight.
And it's theladybugfestival.com, right? Because I'm always Googling it.
That's just the Ladybug.
The Ladybug Festival. Brought to you by Chase.
They didn't pay us for that. Don't
sorry.
Do that.
It says that. I'm just reading it.
Yeah, no. Don't read anymore.
I'm not reading anymore.
No.
That's all.
They didn't pay us.
they did not.
They've got money. They can pay us to say that.
I'm sorry.
Julianne Cross, Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald. Hang on for a second. Weekend Buzz. More when we come back.
More with Rick Jensen coming up from the Bolden Brothers Heating and Cooling Studios on 1017 FM, 1150 AM, WDEO.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. You gotta tell me we're still on the air. All right.
Well, you could be in trouble, right?
Oh, this is my favorite. Okay.
Well, I have to find some inappropriate music for you.
Okay.
Let's see. What do I think of when I think of Michelle? Oh. No, not
yeah.
that one. What, Lunatic Fringe?
Oh, I love that okay. song.
All right, go right ahead.
Oh, my God, I haven't heard the song forever.
This is a dramatic reading of a WDEL promotional announcement with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald.
Are you going to keep this playing while I read?
For as long as it lasts, yeah.
Okay.
It's an edit.
This is literally on our Michelle playlist.
Thank you.
DJ
yes.
Zip's Michelle Party playlist.
I love it. Congrats to the Wells Fargo Bank branch in People's Plaza. They're this week's winners of WDEL's Office Perks. They'll be getting a happy hour at the Mexican Post Bar and Restaurant on Neyman's Road, nearby my house, which have fabulous pictures of margaritas and delicious food as well. Home to the finest Mexican food and award-winning margaritas. See, I didn't lie. Your office could win next. Register today by going to the features menu of WDEL.com and look for Office Perks. What is this music that is playing right now? What happened to my Lunatic Fringe? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to read this again.
This has been a dramatic reading of a WDEL promotional announcement with Michelle.
My head hurts
Kramer
now.
Fitzgerald.
My God. What is this music?
The Rick Jensen Show on 101.7 FM and 1150 AM WDEL.
All right, so we've got 4 minutes to do this. We forgot all about the giveaway. We're giving away a pair of tickets for the producers by the Brandywine... What?
The Brandywiners.
The Brandywiners.
Yes.
I'm looking at you going like, what?
No, you're doing good. Keep going.
Okay, so here's the phone number, 529-1017, 529-1017. Michelle has a trivia question that you made up.
I did. Producer star Matthew Broderick had his first big movie in the 80s, since we're talking all about the 80s.
Right.
What was that movie, and what year did it come out?
And what year?
Yes, come on, it's too easy.
529-1017, 529-1017. Well, the thing is, we've got the first big movie in the 80s. We got 3 minutes. How about just a movie?
Do it. Just call in.
302-529-1017, 529-1017. All right.
You want to talk about a couple more things that are going on?
Real quick, then we get to the phones.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Morning Dew, a music festival tribute to the Grateful Dead, is happening at DuPont Brewing Company on July 20th, which is tomorrow, at 1 p.m. at DuPont Brewing Company. The price is $20.
By the way, take your time. No one cares about Matthew Broderick.
Oh, nobody cares? Fine.
No.
You won't win tickets then.
You loved him, didn't you?
I really do. I still do. He's married to SJP. He's cute.
I love the producers, but I can't win.
You can't win, sorry.
And I'm just really busy.
Yeah, you try, you just can't win.
Also, tonight and tomorrow, both at 8 p.m., Bootless Stage Works brings us an original horror musical parody called You've Got Red on You.
It's funny.
It's funny,
and
Julianne
it's,
says.
It's an originally written horror musical.
Original work. Who wrote this?
Horror musical?
Horror musical. Who wrote this play?
Well, I don't know. It's based on Shaun of the Dead, though.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's it's so much movie references.
And Bootless does this stuff really well, so.
Hey, you're on with Michelle and Julianne and Rick. Who's this on the phone?
Brian.
Hey,
Hi, Brian.
Okay, ask him the question.
Brian, do you know what movie Matthew Broderick had as his first debut movie in the 80s?
That was 1986, and that was Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wrong.
Oh!
Thank you for playing.
All right. At WDEL, hi, who's this on the phone?
It's Tom.
Hi, hey, Tom.
Hey.
What's your answer?
It's Matthew Broderick's movie with Ferris Bueller.
Wrong.
Oh, really? All right.
Good guess, but wrong.
Let's get to John.
Okay, John. Hi, John.
John, what's the answer?
John, are you there?
I think he hung up. It's his first big movie.
First big movie in the 80s. His first movie. First movie, everybody. You have Google. Come on.
Last chance. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Hi, who's this?
Mark from Newcastle.
Hi, Mark from Newcastle. What's your answer?
Is it... Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No. Everyone's saying that.
No.
Okay.
Guys, Google.
Well, there's no time to Google.
Sorry.
It came out of Michelle's brain, the answer, so.
It's an actual thing. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Go to IMDb and look it up.
What was it?
It is War Games 1983.
Oh, don't you want to play a game?
That's correct.
That one, right? Yeah, that was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was great.
Julianne Cross, thanks for being in. Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald every Friday, except for when she's not at the beach, here for the weekend buzz.
Come look for me at the beach next Friday.
Have a great weekend.